Now, moving on, indiscriminate killings of Muslims continue in the Central African Republic. The Christian militiamen have issued an ultimatum to Muslims taking refuge in a church to either leave the country or face death. Nearly 800 Muslims are hiding in a Catholic church in the southwestern town of Karnaught. Some of them fled to a remote village of Gwen after a militia known as the Anti-Balaka massacred at least 70 people earlier this month. The militia is now threatening to burn the church to the ground. The sectarian conflict in the African nation has so far claimed over 1,000 lives. Human rights groups have already documented a wave of violent attacks against Muslims throughout the country. Tens of thousands have also fled for their lives, to neighboring countries. The bloodshed continues despite the deployment of thousands of French and African peacekeepers. Let's speak to Lawrence Freeman now. He's with the Africa Desk of the Executive Intelligence Review, and he joins us from Baltimore via Skype. Mr. Freeman, thank you very much for joining us here on Press TV. Now, the situation in Central African Republic seems to get going from bad to worse, specifically for the Muslim community. The UN has already raised the alarm that this might be amounting to genocide in the coming days and weeks if the situation isn't brought under control. What happened to the president that was appointed? What happened to the role of the foreign forces that were appointed?
There's no foreign intervention on this level that's going to solve the problem. And there's no simple appointing various people to different positions. What you have in the Central African Republic is you really have the worst case of genocide going on in Africa. And this is the result of decades of policies by the colonial powers, by the imperial financial system, that have essentially destroyed the country. It's in a state of complete destruction and meltdown, and it's going to affect, and it is already affecting, all the other countries in the region.
Right, but Mr. Freeman, there are those who claim that blaming colonialism for the problems of Africa is a mere excuse, considering that these countries have been independent for decades now.
Well, these people are either fools, liars, or agents of the British imperialist system. I've looked at this, and any African will tell you honestly that the conditions that Africa was put through in the 1800s and the 1900s have left a legacy where there's no stable government, there's been no infrastructure developed, there's been no quality development of political leaders. Those political leaders who stood for something were either assassinated or thrown out of office. And the corruption that the West is so upset about, that corruption was brought in by the British and French governors who ran these countries. So it is colonialism, and it's continuing today through the International Monetary Fund, through the financial operations run out of the City of London and Wall Street, are the new brand of colonialism. And they are killing millions of people throughout Africa, not just Central African Republic. Look at Sudan. Look at Somalia, look at other countries in Africa.
So what next for the Central African Republic? How can it claw its way out of this crisis?
Well, one is it's not going to be done by military. And it's probably not going to be done inside the Central Africa itself. What there has to be is a complete reversal of the looting, economic, genocidal policies so that there's a development paradigm for the entire African continent and the entire Central Africa region that then maybe the Central African Republic can become part of. We need water development projects to run across several countries, energy projects, infrastructure projects. We have to give people decent, meaningful lives so they're not killing each other. The bestiality we're seeing in the Central African Republic is a bestiality caused by treating people like animals. We have to stop treating people like animals and treat them like human beings and recognize their God-given creative powers for development.
All right, Lawrence Freeman with the Africa Desk of the Executive Intelligence Review joining us from Baltimore via Skype. And Mr. Freeman, thank you very much indeed for your comments here on Press TV.